my God.
You're worth $2? I believe it.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base arms belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast brought to you by the letter T. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Camilla. What's
Hi.
Up?
What's T stand for?
Testicles.
Titalius. Titillacious.
Titties.
Skylar is not here with us this week. He is at an Easter egg hunt where he is by far the oldest person there.
Hopefully.
And we're checking up on him later, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to give him a call here in a little bit.
Yeah.
After we get into the podcast here. Like, how was your guys' weeks?
They were good. My foot's finally healing up from guar.
That's right. You got rolled in and got it stepped on.
Yeah.
We went to the Funny Bone.
Oh, yeah. We got free tickets to the Funny Bone.
Who'd you see?
Willie Farrell.
Willie Farrell.
Oh, man. Awesome.
Nice. Yeah. He was good. The opening act, as usual, mostly sucked.
Yeah.
Like, the guy after him was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, the middle guy.
The feature act.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's open feature headline.
Oh, okay. All right. No. So, yeah, the feature act was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the main guy was pretty good. Or the headline was really good.
We tell everyone we saw Willie Farrell, and they're like, dude, Will Farrell was in town?
Yeah.
No.
My dad was like, Will Farrell? Oh, and I'm like, no.
You don't quite understand.
Yeah.
This is Willie Farrell. How was your week, Mel?
Oh, it was good. Worked.
Good. You excited to be back here on the podcast?
Oh, so excited.
It's been a while. There have been some changes. As you can see, we have a Pikachu.
There's a Pikachu with a cone on his head.
Mm-hmm. No, that's his Pika hat.
Yeah, it's a party hat.
Pika party hat.
Is that a Pokemon reference?
No.
No, Super Smash Brothers, he had the party hat.
Oh,
he chose
yeah.
a different color. Yeah.
Yeah.
If everyone played as Pikachu, the differences were you could get a red, green, or a blue party hat. We got the posters.
The posters, yeah. The lovely posters Andy made.
And the dry erase board.
Yeah.
That's the game.
And yes. Skylar's picture part of the dry erase board. If you see the Diglett. <Yeah. laughs>
What is it?
Diglett is the...
Dugtrio.
Or Dugtrio, my bad.
The...
It's like the evolved...
Origins of Dugtrio.
Yeah. It's three fingers.
We posted
that on Facebook a while ago.
Gotcha.
So, some people at least know what we're talking about. The good thing about Skylar not being here is he can't make his shooting percentage any worse this week.
Yeah.
Because he's only made, like, two,
yeah.
the
One or two
baskets the entire year.
Like, he shoots from there, and he tries to make the basket there with his empty water bottles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was doing great before 2012. Like, they were great now. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, he can't make any.
I don't think he made it the last time I was here.
He
was close.
He made a lot in 2011, yeah. But he's in a slump. He's in a big slump.
He's in a Karl Malone slump.
I'm Karl Malone.
All right, speaking of Skylar, should we check up on him?
Yeah, let's do it.
Should we give him a jingle? Hopefully this works out here. I don't know how.
The internet's.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's just go. Let's see how it works out.
Oh man, I bet he's having so much fun.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Skylar Joyce.
Hello, Matt Runge and Andy Myers.
Hey.
Is Camilla filling in for me?
Hell yeah.
All right.
So, how's your Easter egg hunt going?
Oh, it's going spectacular. I got a few complaints from some parents, though. I pulled a few kids over. I mean, I'm a cutthroat hunter.
Yeah. Do you know how many eggs were put out?
I would say about a dozen,
okay,
and I have a dozen of them.
I heard. I heard they're bringing in that Russian kid, Ivan Drago's son, to come up against you. How'd that go?
Oh yeah. Oh, he thought he'd bust his chops on me, but turns out he ended up biting off a little bit more than he could chew.
Well, he is like six.
I'm not dirty. What?
He is like six.
Did he call you a butthead?
Yeah. What?
Did he call you a butthead? That's about the max insult six-year-olds can do.
He did call me a butthead. There was some name calling, and I don't know. I decided to be the bigger man in the situation, and you know, put my hand on his forehead while he tried swinging at me. So,
was there any dirty
fighting? Being a bigger man,
Was there any dirty fighting?
Almost between me and this dad, but I ended up getting out of there pretty quick.
He decided to be the bigger man and put his hand on his forehead.
Yeah.
Were there any injuries?
It was a family of dwarves, so what?
Were there any injuries?
Not to me, no. I'm fine.
Were there any hot moms?
To be honest, was more focused on the game. I'm in it to win it. I can't afford to have those distractions.
Were there any hot dads?
Yes, a few.
Yeah.
Well,
but I figured out one of my main strategies was after I found a few of my eggs, I would follow some other kids around and push them out of the way, and then there were some baskets laying on the ground after I pushed them that I guess had more eggs in them. I think it was theirs, but they're mine now.
Was there candy or money in the eggs?
Neither. They were just eggs.
Oh.
These are actual eggs.
So what'd you do with the eggs after you got them now?
I threw them at the kids who lost.
Attaboy.
That's the way to leave your mark on that. Are you going to come back next year for it?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Returning champ?
Yeah. I have to defend my title. I got this little Easter bunny ears headband that I think I'm going to bronze.
You know,
so I gotta.
You know, they're going to be a year older and a year wiser next year.
Yeah, and they better be a year stronger. You know, they're going to get kicked in the throat just like this year.
Well, that's pretty impressive, Skyler.
Metaphorically, I mean, metaphorically, maybe physically, but you know, metaphorically kicked in the throat.
Well, Skyler, we're going to let you go, and you can get back to your Easter festivities.
Alrighty.
And, well, congratulations on winning the Easter egg hunt.
Alright, thank you.
And we'll see you back in the studio next week.
See you, Skyler.
Bye.
Yes, you certainly will. Alright, goodbye.
Bye.
Alright. So
well,
that
was
that.
Interesting. Yeah.
I can't believe he hard-boiled egg kids.
Well, we got a champion on
the
podcast.
What if it was raw eggs?
No, it was hard-boiled eggs.
Was it?
Yeah, why would you have regular eggs?
You never know.
I can believe it. Skyler would throw whatever he could at kids.
Oh, that's Skype shutting off.
I love that noise.
It sounds like a robot just like
shutting down.
Took a giant shit.
Well, it starts off going under like a going underwater sound, so maybe it's the robot shutting off from being in the water.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So what do we got on deck, Matt Rungi?
On deck, we have some gaming news. Not a whole lot this week. I mean, there was some PAX East stuff, but...
Oh, yeah. I forgot PAX was going on.
Yeah, they were just kind of showing off. Twisted Metal looked great, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It looks really good.
The demo was all right.
It looks fantastic.
Is there, like, DLC or something I'm missing out?
Not that I know of. I was just watching... It was like a devlog, and they were showing different levels, and they're like, oh, this is like 30% complete or something like that. And it looked really fun.
I know it's out already.
Are they working on a new one then? Am I out of the loop?
Yeah, it came out last month.
Hmm. I was watching a video today of a lot of levels and a lot of things being built.
Maybe they were showing how they made it?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Maybe it was DLC for more maps?
I know ScrewAttack posted it.
Yeah, the game I think came out in February.
Let's see. Let's look this up real quick.
Alright.
I won't take too long to look at it, though.
That's what she said.
Talk amongst yourselves here.
Alright. Have you played that Draw Something game yet, Matt?
No, but I've played the predecessor to it. The same people that made Draw My Thing, made Draw Something.
Draw My Thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So. Looks like, oh, okay, the video was, it revealed some of Twisted Metal's removed content.
Oh, okay.
So I guess the game would have been more fun.
So maybe it'll show up as DLC?
Possibly.
I know removed content sometimes shows up as DLC, so.
Yeah.
And I thought about this the other day. You know what's not around anymore?
What?
Expansion packs.
Except for, like, World of Warcraft.
Do they call that expansion pack?
Well, I mean, it is.
It is, but they don't call them that anymore.
Well, I don't know if the term... It's the same exact thing as
it was. I know,
but
it's not called... It's kind of one of those old gaming things, like...
Because, I mean, it's not DLC either, because you got to buy a disc.
Back in my day.
Back in my day, we had expansion packs.
Now you kids have downloadable content.
Back in my day, only kids participated in Easter egg hunts.
Back in my day, no whippersnapper karate chop my grandson in the throat.
All right, let's get into gaming news before we talk too much about gaming news.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
All right, we're going to start off by underhyping you.
All right.
This is an interesting list from GamingBolt.com, which gives us a list of 8 underhyped games you should look out for this year.
Oh, this year? Ooh, okay. Let's do this.
Andy, are you a fan of the Torchlight series?
I know it's by the Diablo creators. I'll give it a try. If there's a demo, I'm going to give it a try. So.
Okay, well, they start off with Torchlight 2, followed by Pokemon Black and White 2.
I can't believe they had to run out of Kellers, man.
So, yeah, something's up with that. I don't know... That seems... I smell Final Fantasy X 2 happening.
Yeah, here. Like, yeah. Just add a different story to the same thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Forza Horizon.
I didn't even know they were making another Forza.
Yeah.
Is it for the Kinect?
Doesn't look like it.
No, okay.
I'm not a big racing game fan, but yeah. I know Forza's good, and I loved Burnout.
Oh, God, Burnout was good.
Except Burnout Paradise. Burnout Paradise sucked.
Really?
Yeah,
Burnout 3 was good. I had that. Or no, Burnout Revenge.
Revenge. That one was good. Prototype 2.
Really? I heard the first Prototype was meh.
I know people that really liked it.
Yeah. I know the first one came out against Infamous, and they were like the same game.
Yeah,
almost.
they were very similar.
I think Infamous won that time. Maybe 2 will be really good then.
Yeah. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, isn't it like an RPG?
Yeah, it's an RPG.
All
right. And Resistance, Burning Skies.
Too bad I didn't have a Vita. I probably wouldn't get it even if I had. I don't even. Yeah. I'm still on the fence. If I got handed a Vita, I'd keep it, but I wouldn't go out and buy one.
There's a lot of things that. You know, yeah. If I were to get handed one.
Here's a black dildo. I'm not telling you if it's new or used. Just here you go.
Thank you. I will keep this.
Good.
Darksiders 2.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people that are ready for that.
And Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time.
Is that made by the original dudes?
Mm.
I wonder if it is. I don't even know who made Sly Cooper, the original.
I don't know. This little excerpt here isn't giving me enough information.
I'll look up Sly Cooper.
All right. Too bad Skylar's not here for this one because I love how mad he gets every time I mention Sega. Sega falls on tough times.
Well, maybe if they stopped raping Sonic.
Look, Skylar, the last two games were good.
Tails.
All right. Sega is halting development on a lot of games, which they did not specify. But they did say we're going to halt production on many games. Although the Sonic franchise, the Football Manager franchise, Total War, and Aliens are all expected to continue.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they were producing Aliens or something like that.
Yeah, so... For Skylar, if he's listening, Sonic will continue.
You know what I think was really random? They're going the same route as Half-Life. They're releasing Episode 2, like Sonic Episode 2,
mm-hmm.
and that's the end. Like, they're not going to make an Episode 3 or anything.
Sega and Valve are going to switch. Sega's going to release Half-Life 3, and then Valve's going to do Sonic Episode 3, just to fuck with people.
So, the guys who made Infamous... started Sly Cooper, Sucker Punch.
Huh.
Yeah. Or did Sucker Punch do... No, Rocksteady did Batman. All right, so yeah, Sucker Punch did Infamous then.
Like Bebop and Rocksteady from TMNT?
I don't know.
All right, Ubisoft says their DRM issues were regrettable. As you know, Ubisoft is one of the worst companies with digital rights management.
They have those annoying ass ones.
Yeah, we've even mentioned it with Driver San Francisco. But Ubisoft is standing firm, saying that they need DRM. As a big company, they need it so people will stop stealing their games like Driver San Francisco.
Which wasn't that great of a game. I played the demo. I was like, meh, meh. That's how I felt about it.
And DRM's just a real big pain in the ass. You should take Valve's word for it.
Just make awesome games.
Yeah. I don't...
What's Ubisoft got besides Assassin's Creed?
Splinter Cell?
Is that Ubisoft?
Pretty sure.
They haven't made a Splinter Cell in like 4 years. The last one was I won for 360 like in 08.
Yeah, what else do they do? What the hell else does Ubisoft do?
There we go.
They got stuff.
They make pinball machines.
They make Ubis and Softs.
They make dolphins.
Far Cry.
Oh yeah, that's coming out.
Prince of Persia for the Wii and 3DS is coming out in this year. Oh, and Tom Clancy.
Oh, that's what it was. They make the Tom Clancys. All right. But Assassin's Creed is like the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear Ubisoft.
Something just bothers me about the Tom Clancy series. It's like, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Patriots. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell. Like, get out of the title, Tom Clancy. God damn it.
Like, I think they even take his name. Like, that's all it is. It's just like the Tony Hawks. Yeah. I think the last two games, he hasn't done anything with them. But they're like, Tony Hawk.
Good. Yeah. I'd get away from that.
I think he's part of that HD version one, the Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD.
Oh, well, I mean, that's kind of like
a throwback, though.
Yeah. Dude, Tony Hawk Underground 1 was awesome.
I played that online.
Oh, man.
Did you ever play it online?
No.
It was ridiculous. There was people that after the time in the game would end, they would go on for like 5 more minutes doing constant tricks and like lines. It was ridiculous.
That's crazy. All right, next, Xbox requires constant internet connection, according to a report.
Which, it's one of those that I think 50-50, because it's going to be a media thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're making it a media console, so, I mean, even when you turn it on, it'll always be connected to the internet, so, I mean...
Yeah, and that's the thing that kind of gets me, is like... In one end, it could be a pain in the ass when you're somewhere without internet.
That is true.
But at this day and age, there's not a lot of places where you're going to be without internet.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was kind of a pain in the ass where if you need something... Because a lot of reasons companies do this is that you need to always be on to stop piracy.
Yeah.
And it was a pain in the ass when you couldn't get to an internet connection, but at least it's better than Ubisoft's DRM.
Yeah. I think one of Ubisoft's was like always on... I think every 30 days or something, you had to put it into the same key code or something.
Oh, there was another one where it had like a three-prong system where you had to be online, verify the game, and something was stored within like your graphics card.
Yeah, so if you changed your graphics card, it wouldn't work.
It would fail one, and then, it wouldn't work.
That's fucked up.
And you know how like hardcore PC gamers
are. Yeah,
they
change them out like 6 months.
Yeah, all the time. It's like... Shit, what a fatal flaw.
Yeah, that was a dumb... They should have fired whoever came up with that. I got a great idea.
But yeah, I think it'll be interesting. They also say it's going to ship with a Blu-ray drive, which goes against the rumors that it would ditch a disc drive.
Either way, one of those. Like, Microsoft has the powerful Xbox Live behind them to do digital distribution.
Yeah.
But also, like, would you want to download a 50 gigabyte game?
On a lot of internet connections, no.
Yeah, like a small the smallest you can go on Blu-ray is, well, I mean, you can go like 1 gigabyte, but the most that a single layer is 25 gigs. So a full single layer game is 25 gigs.
Yeah.
I would not want to download that. And with internet companies that have caps.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Comcast has caps.
Mm-hmm.
You get like one game and that would maybe max your thing out.
Yeah, That's a good point. I never heard anyone come up with that point before.
If I've had where I switched out my PS3s, so I have to re-download everything again.
Yeah.
That's re-downloading 25 gigs again.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, and that could be something that would completely stall digital distribution as the internet caps.
Yeah, that would be...
You know, if you can't download those games, then there's no reason to put them on, take
plus,
them off disk.
Like, I also feel safer. Like, I like having a physical copy. Sometimes. Yeah. Like Valve or Steam, it doesn't bother me when I buy stuff off Steam. I'm like, all right, it's in my Steam thing.
Yeah.
It's never going anywhere. But when I buy a new game, I
like having that.
I want to touch the game and feel it.
Yeah, like Battlefield.
Maybe even caress the game and lick it.
You're my precious.
All right, and this is from the last story and this story are actually from the Anal Network, the Andy News Analysis League.
Plenty of anal.
Each Borderlands DLC pack was made in 8 weeks.
That's insane.
According to Jeremy Cook and concept designer Scott Kester, they never planned for Borderlands to take off quite the way it did.
Yeah.
They didn't even have it set up to make DLC.
I remember reading an interview that they're like, if the game evens out, we would be lucky. Like, when they would just make their profit back. But that game destroyed, like, sales estimates.
That exceeded all their expectations. And so they were making their DLC in 8 weeks. They,
like, on the fly.
And that's the thing, is, like, with a lot of companies, when you finish the game, there's a certain point in the game's development where you can't really add anything.
Yeah.
So even though the game's still technically being developed, there's always some people working on DLC.
Like, well, I know Skyrim, they've been working on DLC since that game came out, but we haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of games, people kind of complain that, like, oh, you shouldn't be working on DLC when you're making the game. It's like, well, you can't just keep adding things.
Yeah, like, there's a point where you have to stop adding content and finish that.
Yeah, and finish the game and flesh everything out and get it out for sale. So Borderlands 1 was at a disadvantage because they weren't even thinking about DLC.
Yeah.
The game was out, and it was like, oh, we'll see how this does. I'm like, oh, shit, we got to make DLC.
Yeah. In 8 weeks, and their DLC was good. The zombie one they first put out, that had 20 hours of gameplay in it if you did everything.
Yeah, it's...
And I never got the last two, but I got the first two. The Mad Moxie was all right. It was basically like a giant gladiator stadium.
Dude, Gearbox, first of all, they're awesome.
Yes.
Just for doing this. Second of all, Gearbox made Duke Nukem Forever a reality.
Yes.
And I know the game didn't live up to expectations, but no one thought that game was ever coming out.
And also, they've been around forever. They made the Half-Life, the original expansion packs.
Oh, geez, dude. Gearbox does the impossible.
Yeah.
They're going to release Episode 3.
Yeah. Would that be awesome?
Yeah.
Like, in conjunction with Gearbox, Episode 3. I'd buy it.
Dude, what would you do if at E3 this year they announced Half-Life Episode 3?
I'll have a video. I will have my webcam on my computer whenever I'm checking the news. And or if I get a text from you and go, hey, check the news, I will set up a webcam. And you will maybe see me cry. You will see me full on cry.
We might see some semen. Who knows?
Yeah.
Or like Skylar said last week, everything will exit your body.
Yeah. I just start throwing up and crying. I'm like, it doesn't stop.
Well, you know what would be great is if they said, Half-Life Episode 3 will come out in 2017.
I don't think I'd be playing games in 2017.
You don't think so?
No. Or I'll be a very light gamer.
You don't think you'll be playing Half-Life Episode 3?
I'll be playing it, but I'll probably play like 10 minutes a day, and then my kid will be like, hey, wanna do something?
Shut the fuck up. Daddy's got game time. Here, grab the second player.
Yeah. Here, son.
See, that's the great thing at that age. Actually, we don't even know what that
throw
is.
Throw a mouse at him.
I mean, 2017, your kid could be 5.
Yeah.
Got one in the oven?
What? No. I should not have been on my phone during that. No.
It's only 5 years away. Yeah.
Yeah, that is only 5 years away.
Never mind then. Then I'll probably still be playing.
Yeah.
In 5 years, yeah. Man, for some reason I thought it was like 2008. Sunday.
All right, and that will do it for gaming news.
Yeah, this was good. We had some good stories.
Yeah, we did have some good stories.
But yeah, I saw that DLC and I was like, we got to talk about this because 8 weeks, that's 2 months basically.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of dialogue that segment, Camilla.
She said she was mostly going to be quiet during gaming.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, the only thing I recognized was Assassin's Creed, and that's only because I recently played it.
Did you, when you played it, whenever you made a jump from rooftop to rooftop, did you go, Assassin's Creed?
A couple times after you told me about that, I did. But then every time I got a trophy, I went, trophy, motherfucker! And he would just crack up every time.
Or I'd hear, like, fuck.
And then 2 seconds later, Andy, can you help me? That happened a lot, and then I just stopped playing.
But to her defense, the controls are really bleh.
Like it was smooth to jump and climb and leap and
but
everything.
They could be unresponsive.
It was awkward and unresponsive.
So hopefully the third game fixes that.
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed Civil War.
Are you still going to be a Mesmer in Guild Wars?
I still want to be a Mesmer.
You want to be a Mesmer?
Yes.
I still don't know what I want to be.
No, I think I'm going to be a Ranger. Ranger. Sure.
Did Andy tell you the thing I thought? You know that gnome picture? I don't know if you've seen it, but it's just an angry gnome, and it says, "How about I slap your shit?"
Yeah.
When you told me you want to become a Mesmer, I just thought of like that gnome and how about I mesmerize your shit?
That nice. Could be her like our like, clan tag. Yeah.
How about I mesmerize your shit?
Mesmerize my shit.
Ooh, I like
yeah.
I think I was going to be an elementalist.
Ooh. My cousin who's going to play with us in our guild, his son, his like 9-year-old son's going to play with us. Like at Easter Day, he's like, "Andy, are you going to play Guild Wars too?" I'm like, "Yes." He's like, "I want to be an engineer."
Oh.
Like,
oh. When he's playing, we're going to have to say, "How about I mesmerize your stuff?"
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to be really just, "Hey, don't do that stuff.
Stop being a silly goose."
You
I totally just beat that guy very good.
You beginner.
Although, have you ever seen Mike's kid ever play video games? Because he might just be brutal the entire time. He might just be swearing like a sailor the
no,
whole time.
No, they're really strict about language with him.
Aw, damn.
I heard him say shit one time, and they were like, "Yo, motherfucker!" Like Mike did the finger, and like
watch your fucking language.
Martin got like this fear of God in him, so he was like, "Ah."
I know, Dad. Watch my fucking language.
Yeah. All right, let's get some tech in this bitch.
All right, let's do it.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
Maybe I should have just played R drops and Skylar's not here.
Yeah, I really like the music for that drop. Like the old music and then like the dubstep techno.
The
I
old
like
music it. Reminds me of Insidious, though. And that part where that oh, kid's yeah. in the house and the music's playing.
It reminds me of the song that Herbert the Pervert was playing outside of Chris Griffin's window.
Yes.
When he's holding up that old record player. Yeah. All right, the MPAA filter censors legit torrent files on ISO Hunt. You see, a U.S. District Court out of California told ISO Hunt that because it is a torrent website and that illegal activity can be found on it, that they have to use a word filter. Who's going to provide that word filter? Well, the MPAA,
oh,
of course.
Jesus. You know, they're just going to put like the Webster's Dictionary in it. They're just going to throw the dictionary in the filter. That's going to be the filter.
People like filmmaker Brian Taylor is one of the independent artists whose work is falsely censored by the MPAA filter. He made a 18-minute horror short titled The Bite, which he put by on his own accord onto ISO Hunt for
There's
people to find.
There's actually a lot of artists that are doing that now, putting their stuff on torrents to get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, especially music, I'm noticing a lot more.
We should start putting this podcast on torrents.
Oh, dude. Wait, one of us would have to be a cedar, though.
Fuck, damn it.
Yeah, and then Cox would be like, what you doing there? See, you're uploading stuff.
How about I seed your shit?
I'm going to seed all up in you.
Can't we do something? There's got to be some remote way to do that. Or at least make a machine that's not something we use all the time. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll look into it. I'll see.
Yeah,
but that's a good idea. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, we'll have to work out the logistics of this one.
Wait, what would that do, though?
It would just we would be releasing our content onto the torrent worlds.
Yeah, just more exposure.
But the
another
only
place
bad
where
thing
you could find us.
Cox would see us using BitTorrent traffic. BitTorrent traffic looks a lot different than regular like go to Google kind of traffic.
Oh, I guess I just didn't see the point since it's already free on iTunes.
Well, it's just another way to distribute.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess
we want to be found everywhere.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know,
and especially if there's a lot of downloaders, it'll be. It might be faster than iTunes sometimes.
All right.
You know, I'm still trying to get us onto Napster.
Really?
No, what? I'm not trying to get us onto Napster. But we still are on the Zune network.
Are we? Sweet.
I think so, yeah. I haven't really updated it, but our RSS feed's there, so.
All right. Cool.
You know, and
how have our hits been lately?
Increasing.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good. Slowly but steady?
Yeah, still steady. There's no major news, but. Still,
I know last
still
you
sent
me was like 4,000 something.
Yeah, we broke 4,000 for the first time.
Yeah. Dude, we're getting popular.
Yeah, yeah. If only people would like our fucking Facebook
page.
Yeah,
that would make it so much easier.
Well, you could do like listener shout outs.
Well, like I would
even if they would email us, we say the email, we say the.
I would love to, and the hits are there, but yeah. no one's emailing, and no one's going to the Facebook page.
We have to do incentives. People don't do stuff unless they get something out of
it. I will show my nipples.
I have on occasion. Remember when we did the for the stream, Oregon Trail?
Oh yeah, hand banana?
If you had the code word.
Did anyone ever use it besides
no.
us? No. Fuck. I know I watched a little bit that day.
But yeah. I'm already planning some games that I'll be streaming during our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, sweet.
Aww.
I still want to stream Sims 3 and do like a story Sims mode. 3.
That would be a good one. I want since we beat Super Mario World together, I think the next logical step would be Super Mario World or Super Mario Brothers 3.
Ooh. All right. All three of us?
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be a fun one.
That would be.
I was also thinking Turtles in Time, but
oh god.
I kind of want to stick with the Mario theme.
Oh god, Turtles in Time.
Unless we do both.
I'm down with both.
Do one at the beginning of the week and do one at the end.
Oh god, I love Turtles in Time.
Yeah. Kick it off with all three of us
when
playing.
When is it? Is it August?
No, July. It's like second to last week of July.
All right. Cool. Yeah, I'll just have to worry about work then. No school or anything.
Yeah, and I think I kind of want to try and post our 52nd episode. Yeah, 52 weeks in a year.
That'll be cool.
On our 1 year anniversary, which I think is a Tuesday.
Did we really do it on a Tuesday?
No, we did it on a Sunday. Yeah, but.
Oh yeah, the year's changed. God, I'm fucking stupid.
Yeah, but it's on a Tuesday this year. So.
All right, let's get some tech news.
All right, what's worse than SOPA and PIPA?
What? No, wait, ACTA.
Yes, but domestically.
Oh, is there something new?
CISPA.
God damn it. What is it?
In the wake of SOPA and PIPA, there's yet another terrifying bill on the table. The Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, or CISPA for short, which is currently being discussed by Congress. In Washington, Congress is discussing the best way to avert ongoing cyber attacks, and some legislators have put forward a new act, which, if it passes, Congress will allow the government to act on personal correspondence of any person of their choosing. So basically, they can eavesdrop on any sort of conversation from person to person willingly without warrant, as long as they suspect something might be going
on. Dude, that's kind of like the Patriot Act. Just with suspicion, they can
that is
destroy
like
you. Ooh, that's not good. That's
isn't that like wiretapping, or is that...
I guess wiretapping for the digital age, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of... And see, this bill, like a lot of other cybersecurity bills, is being disguised under national security. But it's so... The wording of it means you can use it whenever.
So it's kind of like the Patriot Act. Be like, Patriot Act!
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, this is to stop the bad guys. But to stop the bad guys, we're going to have to spy on everybody. So...
Hopefully it'll get SOPA'd.
Yeah, let's hope.
Throwback.
All right, so the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union,
all right,
has requested information on local law enforcement's use of cell phone tracking. You see, a lot of police departments are tracking cell phones without warrants.
Ooh.
Either they're doing it either by strong-arming the phone companies, just saying do this or you'll be in trouble, or sometimes the phone companies just willingly give it up for a price.
That's kind of I could understand the price because they're all whores.
Yeah. Now, not all police departments do this. For example, police in the county of Hawaii, Wichita, and Lexington, Kentucky, demonstrate probable cause to obtain a warrant when tracking cell phones.
Well, at least they have problems.
But other police departments, like the Lincoln, Nebraska Police Department, obtains GPS location data without a warrant.
What?
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
Without a warrant, they get the GPS location of your phone, which is, of course, usually on you.
Yeah. That's fucked up. That's like the man watching
you. And that's without probable cause?
Yeah. Without probable cause. They're just doing it.
Ah.
Yeah. So if you think about it, if they're paying people, if you think about it, they're using our tax money to spy on us.
Yeah.
If they're paying.
Well, there might be other incentives, like necessarily money.
There might be a whole lot of other things. But there is an interactive map where you can click on a state, and it gives you the police departments that have been caught tracking without a warrant.
Is Omaha in there or just Lincoln?
Well, I'm going to start off with the states that have police departments that have been caught tracking without a warrant. Now, this doesn't mean every police department in the state is doing it.
But just states that have had it happen.
Okay, so if you're in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Washington, D.C., Kentucky, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, or Hawaii, you may have been tracked without a warrant.
So that's about 3/4 or more of the U.S. there.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. Surprisingly, I was kind of surprised Texas is one that has not.
Okay, so all of them have been caught doing this, but has there been any punishment towards them?
No, of course not. This is the police department.
Yeah.
All right, let's click on Nebraska and find the ones the ACLU has filed requests against.
Please, God, not Douglas County.
Lincoln Police Department, the Nebraska State Patrol, and the Omaha Police Department.
God damn it.
Fuckers.
I mean, I've done nothing wrong, but God damn it.
If they track my phone, they're just being like, oh, it looks like he's sitting in his room again.
He hasn't moved in 5 days. He's dead.
Oh, well, he's at work. Oh, well, he's sitting in, he's laying in bed. At work, in bed.
Oh, he's naked now.
Yeah, they find that out with a GPS location.
Does your phone have a front camera?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. You're on your phone one day and it just turns on and they're like, that's weird. I just picked up my phone and got a phone call.
Sorry, you saw nothing. Random. Whoa, that's weird.
Yeah. I was like, hey, how you? Oh, hey, phone call. I'll call him back later.
So, yeah, that's very interesting.
God damn it.
Yeah, no.
That's really not cool.
Fucking stop spying on us. Shit, we don't do anything.
Like, I mean, there's like the bad people. It's like school. There's the bad kids that fucking ruin it for the rest of the school. There's the bad people that ruin it for the rest of us.
Yeah, and that's when the teacher decides everyone doesn't get recess.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
I hate you people.
Yeah, but then those kids get beat the hell up after class, so.
Yeah, but that's a little easier to find kids in your class. I can't go out to, like, North, stop fucking robbing people and then just beat them up.
No, hopefully, I mean, like, karma-wise. Hopefully, they get their shit.
I was going to say, there'd be vigilante justice.
Yeah.
Then you'd be Batman.
Batman.
He doesn't need any more encouragement. Stop it.
I want to poop on your chest. That's what I would do. Take him down and be like, I want to poop on your chest.
Oh, here comes Andy. What's he going to do?
I'm going to train these guys. We're going to McDonald's. Woo! A whole world of butthurt there. Literally.
All right. There's an Arizona internet censorship bill that is so ridiculous, the MPAA and RIAA are against it.
No way. What is it? No one can own a computer?
Well, it basically... It's the bill they were talking about that outlaws trolling. they call it bullying. They said you can't say anything to a person that would annoy or offend them.
Wow.
Anyone under the age of 8 would be like arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I always hate when people are like that offends me. Like it gives them any special rights. Like.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't say something to someone to offend them, but if I say something that might be offensive and they're like, that offends me, it's like, okay, we'll go away, you know. Yeah.
Well, have you seen like there's videos of people on the internet who are like victims of trolling?
I've seen some news reports.
Just troll back.
Remember the
shit.
What was that one trolling. Dad?
Are you done goof, Dad?
Yeah. You done goof.
Yeah, they were or his daughter was doing some sort of webcam or something and
4chan got a hold
of
it.
And they were trolling her and made her cry and he got on the camera and he's like, you done goofed. I'm gonna backtrace this.
And he had like this goofy fucking mustache. It was pretty funny.
Oh my God.
That's great. But the MPAA and RIAA those are a mouthful to say. Yeah. Giggity. They're arguing against it. They say this law is meant to address irritating phone calls, and they're retrofitting the bill to digital communication.
You know what's an irritating phone call? When the MPAA lawyers call you.
Wait, so people are trolling on the phone?
Basically, this bill was something that outlawed harassing phone calls.
Oh.
Like, it was against the law to call someone and harass them.
Oh, but it's manifested into trolling.
Now they're retrofitting the bill, saying, okay, now it's illegal to harass people on the internet.
Oh, my God.
But the thing is, this bill originally was a telephone, which is obviously usually person to person.
Yeah.
Or on this podcast, 3-1.
Yeah.
But But on the internet, if you're just trolling on a blog or make a blog post that could offend people, that's not necessarily directed at somebody.
Yeah.
Like Maddox. Maddox's posts on his website would...
Well, nothing's going to come of this if no one even supports it.
Look, Arizona has a habit of filing weird-ass laws that are ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried.
I know we've covered one before from there here.
Yeah. And they have that one where if your skin is just a little bit brown, you better be holding some documentation that you're a legal citizen. They just give the cops the right to profile anybody.
In the state with a lot of sun, if you're brown, you're going down. Yeah.
If you're brown, you're going down. That's like a new click it or ticket campaign. Yeah. Cops are out on patrol. If you're brown, you're going down. All right, so that will do it for technology news.
All right, that was good.
Nice.
All right, it's time to move on to news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
Sometimes I find a story that I just want to read the title. Because there's really not a whole lot to this story, but the title just makes it. Okay, gravy wrestling model suffers horrific facial injuries after being hit with a monkey wrench when she interrupted a friend having sex.
I don't know what you're talking about. That makes perfect fucking sense to me.
But that situation, if I was a cop that showed up, just...
That sounds like an ad lib, like adjective, noun, animal.
Elisa Sampson, who is 31, is a champion gravy wrestler. She wrestles in gravy. She was hit in the face by her best friend, in quotes... it looks like Sabrina, but it's Sabina. Sabina English. After arriving back to her home in Rossdale, Lancashire, she found the single mother having sex with another friend on her sofa. Now, when she came in and said, "What are you doing?" her friend jumped up and hit her in the face with a monkey wrench.
What the fuck was she doing with a monkey wrench around her while
I don't
sex?
Know. They said it was laying nearby.
I imagine this being like in Kentucky or Arkansas. No, this is England.
Yep, it's
people are wrestling in gravy in England. Don't they have anything better to do?
And hitting each other in the face with monkey wrenches. Now, Sabina English was arrested and sentenced to 2 years in jail. That is the gravy wrestler.
She actually looks kind of Asian.
Like
a hint of Asian.
Yeah.
I wonder how one gets into gravy wrestling. I wonder if it's profitable.
It's a good question. Find out for us.
I will. I'll let you know.
All right.
My girlfriend, the gravy wrestler.
And she not only was English sentenced to jail for 2 years, but she cannot talk to Elisa Sampson for 2 years. There's now a restraining order.
Jesus.
Wait, but it was her mom who hit her with a wrench?
No, she was a single mother.
Oh, she was a single mother.
Which now that I'm thinking, that doesn't have anything to pertain to the story.
Yeah.
No.
They're like, and finding the single mother having sex with another friend on her sofa, like, okay.
That just sucks for that
Finding
kid.
The girl wearing blue having sex on the sofa.
Well, it might be like the reporter's decision. I'm going to make her sound like a whore and then just add to the story.
Yeah.
Now that kid is screwed.
She's a
single
mother.
Mother with a giant tramp stamp of a penis on her back was having sex with her friend.
All right, a Chinese kid sold his kidney for an iPad and an iPhone.
I saw it.
He is now suffering from renal failure.
I shook my head at this.
I don't think it'd be worth it.
You see, the kid sold his kidney for $3,500. Kidneys go for about $35,000.
So, he got gypped.
Yeah, first of all, he sold his kidney on a discount. You never want to do that. Don't want to sell organs on discounts.
Steep discount, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 17-year-old boy, known only by his family name of Wang, received $3,500 when he put his kidney on the black market last April. He then used the money he got from that to buy an iPad and iPhone. Well, his mother asked where he got those, and he said, "Well, I bought them with my own money." And she said, "Well, where'd you get that money?" He's like, "Well, I sold a kidney." The three people who, five people. At first, I thought it was a surgeon, medical person and a liaison between them, but there was a medical staff.
Oh, right.
They had a whole staff for this. What do you know? Maybe it was more up on the up and up than we think. Anyway, the five people were arrested and charged with intent to harm, which, by the way, if this were 5 years ago, they would not have been arrested because it wasn't until 2007 human organ trade wasn't banned in China. up until 2007.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So if this was, say, 2005, they would have got off scot-free.
No iPad, though.
No iPad,
or iPhone.
Yeah. But so he would have just sold his kidney for $3,500.
There was probably something big out. What was an iPod?
Yeah, iPods came out in 2000.
You can get an iPod Nano or something. Yeah.
Was it even, not only, were the touches even out in 2005?
No.
So it was just the stupid scroll ones.
Yeah.
Lame. Definitely not worth it.
I can fit 35,000 songs in this. That's what I could have got for my kidney.
So is he going to die?
Well, right now he's on treatment, you know, dialysis and everything.
I would imagine
that.
You can live with one kidney.
Well,
but
it was probably
failure.
A shoddy surgery.
Yeah, that's the thing. Even that one kidney is now failing on him.
Oh, Jesus.
He's not able to filter the toxins from his body.
But at least he's got an
his
iPad.
Mom come in. What you learn? They give you two kidneys for a reason. You sell one, now comma.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you for that. We're sorry, China.
His Asian woman voice is better than his Indian voice. It just sounds like another Asian woman.
How you doing today? You want noodle or fried rice with trippy pork? Oh, Matt Rungi, you want torn down service later? I come in, touch you all up and down. You go sleep well.
Okay, that's funny. Yeah, racism is funny. Now do a black guy.
Yo, motherfucker.
I thought you weren't going to do it.
Motherfucker. All right. Enough of that. That hurts my voice now.
A study reveals that people over 65 are doing what?
Sex.
No.
Catching STDs.
No.
Marijuana. Smoking marijuana.
Yes.
Oh. Ding, 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 ding.
Nice.
Smoking more pot than ever before.
I wonder if it's because, like, I know you can get medical marijuana for glaucoma. And
it's
I
true.
Know that happens a lot when you get older.
See, this is a study of people over 50 in Britain.
Oh.
See, I believe they're talking about just recreational drug use. So
oh,
not,
okay.
So
not
medical,
for medical
drug use.
Okay.
But it seems that people between 50 and 64 are way up in their pot use, and 65 and up are up a little bit.
Are they high?
Yeah, the numbers are high. They're high up. High as a kite, you might say.
I see what you did there.
Now, what's the marijuana law in England or Britain? I don't know.
Probably way more lax than it is here.
Yeah, I would imagine it's lax, but like I bet there's...
But I think the reason that it's going up in numbers is probably because there's more awareness of it. There's more education.
Well,
people aren't just taboo about it.
Yeah, they mentioned here that especially between 50 and 64, that was the age that grew up when marijuana was getting big and becoming socially acceptable in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, plus they don't have kids that they have to worry about because they're all adults.
Yeah.
They're retiring and smoking weed. Who
kids are out of the house.
That?
Yeah, they're doing what they want to do.
Nice.
It's going up.
I offered to get my mom weed the other day. She was all stressed and stuff. I'm like, Mom, I can totally hook you up. She's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure between you and Andy, I could get a definite hookup.
I should have acted all offended.
Well, you weren't there.
I can get you shrooms.
Oh, my God.
it's not legal, but it's been decriminalized.
Boom.
It is now a Class C drug.
Okay. Nice. So, like, I know, like, Denver, it's, like, decriminalized, like, under an ounce or something.
Yeah.
If you're holding less than an ounce, they can't. They won't do anything.
If you're caught, you just get, like, community service.
Oh, that sucks. Just arrest me. Shit.
I guess you go to community service high, like, hey, man, I'm here to... Pour some soup, man.
All right. You guys ready for this? To Florida.
Yeah!
All right. A man was eating a salad at a pizza restaurant, which is why you should never get salad at pizzerias, and found a fingertip.
Oh, my God.
The worst part about it, he didn't notice it until it was in his mouth.
Oh!
What?
Oh!
What? So, like, it was in his mouth, and he's like, oh, that tastes like a fingertip. Let me spit it out?
Or he probably
tasted
hard,
weird.
Like, yeah.
He was like, that doesn't taste right.
Do you remember what was it? Was it Hardee's or Wendy's, the finger chili incident?
I think it was Wendy's.
Wendy's?
And didn't they find out it was fake?
I believe that one ended up being fake.
Yeah.
Like, they had gotten the finger from somewhere else
and put it in
the chili. All
right. But anyways, back to the story.
That reminds me of the Keenan and Kel episode with the screw in the tuna.
Yeah.
I put the screw in the tuna.
Yeah, that was a good show.
It really was.
Well, you see, this man went to a St. Petersburg pizza joint and then chewed on the fingertip. And, well, he told the owner. He's like, hey, look, there was a fingertip in here. I'm probably going to sue you. he believes the fingertip belonged to an employee at the pizzeria. Now, he's going to be he wants to be tested for diseases on their dime, of course.
Yeah.
Like he should be.
Yeah.
Well, you see, the Florida Health Department showed up the next week after they heard about this and found numerous violations and wrote that an employee named Nick had a Band-Aid on his left index finger. The injury was sustained while preparing a salad.
Ew!
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. They came in.
He got a fresh finger.
Wait, so they came in a week later and still... Why would they come in right away?
Paperwork.
Bullshit. Yeah. If there's a fingertip in my salad, everyone and their dog better be there trying to figure out what's wrong.
Well, and see, here's the weird thing is how did that get out? If I cut my fingertip off when I'm
I'm making like, something,
I'm probably in the back going, oh no.
I'd at least make an effort to find my fingertip or find out where it could have gone and then not set it out. But if there's numerous violations, he probably was on drugs or
just
didn't give
a question. Is there a picture of the fingertip?
No, there's not.
Ew.
But there is a picture
I just wanted to see how big it was.
There is a picture of someone cutting a piece of broccoli. That's about it. Does that do it for you?
Yeah. Wow, maybe he was on drugs. Like, if he wouldn't have noticed it.
And at the very least, if you couldn't find the fingertip, be like, okay, all the salad on this table is
throw
no
away.
Good.
Like, I remember one time I stabbed my hand at Panera, and I just, like, I stood up. I'm like, I need someone to clear this shit.
Nope. Yeah, and yet Loki touches everything around there.
Yeah. I'm going to juggle my junk. And, oh, you need a strawberry smoothie? Let me get that. I would scoop the ice with my hand.
When I came into the house that Mother Bread built last week, he tried to ignore me.
Really?
Aww.
I came in, I was like, hey, Loki. He's like, I'm like, Loki, look at me.
Acknowledge me.
Look me in the eye.
When did you come in?
Tuesday.
Oh yeah, I wasn't working.
I hooked him up with some creamy tomato.
Oh my god, yeah.
He had a bowl. I was like, group soup for Matt Runge.
Yeah. Oh, that was delicious.
Do you still have it, or is it all gone?
Oh, it's gone.
Nice.
That was Tuesday. Yeah, that's definitely not making it to Sunday. That barely made it to Wednesday.
Nice.
All right. Also in Florida, we're gonna go on a little journey here. All right. Andy, you're a prostitute.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Camilla, you're an undercover officer.
Yeah. All
right. So you get in the car with Andy.
All right.
And you're trying to solicit some sex from him.
$450.
Of course, you plan to arrest him.
Yes.
So there will be no sex having here.
Yet.
Andy, what do you charge Camilla for the sex? Not money.
Drugs?
Not drugs.
Video games?
No, not video games. Think low. You got to think low here. You're asking Camilla to get you two somethings in exchange for sex.
Oh!
Cans of food?
You're in the right ballpark.
Food. Fast food.
Fast
burgers.
Food. Oh, you're getting even better.
Two
burgers from the dollar menu at McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
You're worth $2? I believe it.
Well, actually, the double cheeseburgers are a penny more, according to this article. So
$2.02.
He's worth $2.02.
Oh, my. What the fuck?
Yes, Faith Baker, a 47-year-old resident of Manatee County, Florida. See, look at her picture.
47?
She's like, yep, I did it.
Yeah. Yeah, the picture really is, she's like, yep. That's two cheeseburgers worth.
Gross.
She got into the car of an undercover police officer and said... Hey, I'll have sex with you for two double cheeseburgers. That's a clip. Fuck. Then after the officer, of course, went and got the double cheeseburgers. I don't know why he got that far.
You have to, like...
Actually, yeah, I think you have to exchange.
They have to accept the payment and then, yeah.
Yeah, well, after that, she also said she would like a $40 tip. And I'm like, whoa, you're getting a little insane here, but still $40. Yeah. Anyway, she was then arrested... And she would have had the money, by the way, for 40 cheeseburgers if she got that $40 tip.
Yeah.
Just thinking for the future. But she was arrested, and she's being booked on prostitution charges.
Oh, my God. Double fucking cheeseburgers.
Two Dude. Double cheeseburgers.
If I was that cop, I would have lost my shit there.
Do you realize that she got arrested and her name and everything is in like the world news because she didn't just, you know, offer up her price a little bit? She still would have been arrested. She still would have been booked for prostitution. But now the whole world knows that she was offering to sell herself for two fucking burgers.
Yeah, she could have asked for like a McDouble at least.
I would like a McFlurry with that too.
Or at least every item on the dollar menu. At least.
Yeah, at least get a feast from McDonald's. Yeah.
Fish sandwich, McDouble. I guess that could be her nickname.
Although, was she on drugs?
The McDouble. That would be her nickname.
The McDouble or the fish sandwich?
I like the McDouble just because of the double cheeseburger.
Hey, baby.
Oh, my God.
McDouble.
Unfortunately, we probably won't be able to follow up on this lady very much. Yeah. It's probably a done deal now, but damn it. Only if we could. We can call her McDouble every time.
Was she on drugs at the time or something? That might have hindered her.
The article does not say.
Oh, I bet she was.
Hey, when's the Toussaint Putties?
I think it was late May he was going to go to trial.
Man, first episode right there. The guy who stole the pen for Grand Theft. Oh, yeah, you didn't listen back then. Anyways.
Hey! Was it on gaming?
No, it was on news.
What'd he do?
It was episode one. This guy, Toussaint Putty, he was a TSA screener in, I believe, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
or
Fort
Miami.
Lauderdale.
Yeah. A car dealer named Rick Case came by, and he came through the scanner and left his pen. And so Toussaint Putty just took the pen. Well, it turned out to be a Mont Blanc pen worth like $350
or something.
Oh, $350. Yeah. And so he's booked on like grand theft charges.
Yeah.
I remember the name, but I don't know why I don't remember that story.
And we updated it like twice since then.
Yeah.
We did one like a few weeks after that, and I did one like 3 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Damn. Putty.
Yeah, Toussaint Putty.
I said it'd be hilarious if we went to his court and like held up signs like, "Three of Cab will support you, Putty."
Double cheeseburgers, man.
That sounds like something stupid the internet would get behind.
Dude, her nickname could be the Mick fucking Double.
All right, so that will do it for What the Florida, and that will do it for this episode of the podcast.
Ah, this is a good episode.
We should have called Skyler one more time. Yeah. We should have brought him into that journey. All right, Camille's the officer, Annie's the prostitute, Skyler, you are the car. So they're riding you into McDonald's, right? What are they getting?
A Whopper. No, wait.
Chicken
tenders.
Did you listen to that prank call? The Whopper one?
No, not yet. It's on my phone. I listen to it when I'm like driving by
myself.
That's a
good one.
All right,
yeah. When we called McDonald's and been like, "I think I got a Whopper." Like, no, that's probably the Big and Tasty with cheese. Well, it was in a Burger King bag.
We'll listen to it in the car. I'll find it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's at the end of last week's episode.
All right.
I'm not
on the prank calls. I just haven't gotten to that one yet.
Okay. So. Oh, I see. Oh, it's the last one.
All right.
Yeah. So that will do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Please find us on Facebook.
Please.
We don't want to beg, but please, sir.
Please.
And you can email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Find us on gpxgaming.net. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That is the number 3. PC
Twitter
stands
still
for podcast.
Sounds like a sexual move.
And, of course, we are on YouTube. Search 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
YouTube.
You'll find us. So, for Camille and Andy, this is Matt signing out. The